Blog Talk Radio. I'ma take my time, throw it back like I want you to. I'ma take my time, throw it back like I want you to.
Body's perfect. I wanna make sweet love like music. How would you like that, baby? Don't fight your mind tonight, and baby I'm turned on. Like the moonlight, we could go all night. How would you like that, baby? Wanna lay your body down, then you can't get up. And your body crying out, you give the love, you get it. Magic every time, the passion is too much. I swear, you got me.
drink it.
Keep me safe in your arms. Safe in your arms. There's a warmth in your kiss. Don't let go from my grip.
Welcome, 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 and good evening, everyone. This is Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Hey, diva, how you doing tonight?
Diva, I am here, girl. I'm here, and that's good. How are you?
That's what's up. I'm good, I'm good. A little achy, but I'm good. I have some running around and good, but I'm all right. I'm still, you know, overwhelmed with the joy. I'm still on a natural high, you know. Well, I'm always on a natural high, but it's a little bit more, you know, I think I ascended a little bit more when I got that little angel just entered my life. So I'm good.
Good.
Yeah, definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and y'all press that 1 to participate. We love you, too. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Before we get into this program really good, I want to send a big shout out to the CEO of Epiphany Radio and a very, very good friend of mine. He is author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and Diva.
What do you think about this
topic I came up with tonight? This is really throwing out there at them. Do you think that opportunity is more important than connection?
No, I do not. I think connection is more important, only due to the fact that, you know, you're just using someone if you're out for the opportunity. So to me, you have to be connected first, then have your opportunity to do better or not to do better. So, it's like if you're just going to use someone as a stepping stone, that's not right, you know. So I don't really dig that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you how I see it. And actually, when I heard this question and when it was posed to me, the person that posed it, they said first that opportunity, they would choose that over connection, because you can create a connection with someone given the opportunity. And I agree with that. You know, you can,
I mean, I guess so.
Because you can actually have a connection with someone and never have the opportunity to, you know, make it, to make that to, how can I say it, to actually meet them, to get involved with them. But if you have an opportunity, it will open a door for you to create a connection or to actually make that connection that you already have stronger with them. So this is how I see it. So I go with opportunity. Okay.
Right.
I think this is the first time you and I disagreed. That's all right, though. That's all right. It's good, though. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, you know. That's what's
up. You helped me see it from a different perspective, so that's a good thing.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that is a good thing. I think it's always good to get a different perspective on certain topics or ideology, so, you know, whatever. Just life period. So, now, do you want to go ahead with your piece first, or would you like me to go ahead with mine?
How you gonna do that? I can. Sure, I can.
All right, well. All right, well. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Why are you with me? Is it what you see in my eyes or what's between my thighs? You say you love me for my mind, and I was every woman you hoped to find. I really wanted some affection, a connection. But when you come through, kiss me, hold me, sex me through the night, leave at dawn's early light, I wonder what the hell was that about? You concocted this confection. In your opinion, I'm bugging. I came to you healed, no baggage I'm loving. I may be emotional, but I keep it real. I told you from the beginning, if you want to talk, pick up the phone. If you want a relationship, say so and protect me as well as my heart so I won't be in a situationship and be left alone. If you want a true friend, then be one. If you want sex, say so. I want an option to choose. Because if I give my all to you without you giving all to me, I have a lot to lose. If you're looking for a hand up, look elsewhere. The only opportunity you have to be with me is to be my hero. I know you don't wear a halo, but to be thoughtful, compassionate, understanding of my heart, kissing me to a smile or kissing every tear away wounds me. Be honest. Be present. It's all I'm asking for. So if you're looking for a sugar mama, my advice is to walk out the door. Don't look back. And that's that piece.
Damn. Okay. If you're looking for a sugar mama, wait a minute. You said who concocted this confection?
Yeah. Who did that?
Oh,
Because, see, you know what? You know what, Diva? See, I had it one time where this dude was all into me because I own my own home. I have my own car. You understand what I'm saying? I had a career a little over 30 years. And when I realized that, he was just, you know, he started asking crazy questions like, can I be your authorized user on one of your cars? Hell no. No. So that meant, to me, you're opportunistic. And that made me a little wary of anybody from that point on because, you know, people who don't have altruistic, you know, motives, I can't deal with. So he went out the door real fast.
Okay. That's understandable, totally understandable. Okay. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't write anything for tonight because it kind of got thrown off. I did. But, I mean, I wrote something the other night. I couldn't sleep, and I just sat up and grabbed my tablet and started jotting down some words, and it turned out to be a piece. I said, let's see how it sounds if I record it.
Well, Diva, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called More Than Words. My love for him runs deep as still waters. So if you were to ask if I have a favorite moment with him, I'd say my life since he's entered it. My heart has been touched by many, but only one has ever touched my soul. Man brings me the sun every time. His smile sends my butterflies dancing, and the warmth of his truth permeates through my skin. My body, my mind, my heart all hunger for him. And I fall like it's the first time whenever he looks in my eyes. Because he makes it so that I always see forever in him. His gaze, he gazes at me in shameless desire as if trying to burrow into my soul. When we embrace in our lovemaking, his moan from me moaning intentions in his ear as he thrusts deeper inside me is magical. Every inch of my skin shivers at his touch, and it makes me want to taste every morsel of what he is. I constantly fantasize about the taste of his lips and could be totally content with just staring at him for hours without even saying a word. Because he doesn't have to speak a word. His soul talks to me. And that's that piece.
Diva. Last line. I'm John Clayton. His soul speaks to me. Pretty one. That was amazing. Yeah, I need one. Speak
Thank
my soul.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, sometimes
yeah,
I feel
yeah.
a little jaded. You know, I'm a little jaded. I ain't gonna lie. I become a little jaded because now I'm looking for everybody like, what you want? And even if they are good, they're like,
okay.
Still, what you want? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That piece was
Thank
awesome.
You, Dad.
Oh, I love it. Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, it's going to be the night of the last lines. I have a feeling.
You know what? Yeah, lately it has been that, this
it
poetry.
Really
has. But you know what? I wouldn't so much say that I was jaded. But there are certain times, certain actions that certain men would take that would piss me off to make me think about the other crap that was done to me by former lovers, you know what I mean, or just certain men that I've known in general. And it would just have me, you know, fall back a little bit from humanity. But I don't think I've ever really been jaded. I think because I've been through so much, to say I was jaded would be like, I don't know. No, I've never been jaded. I've just been through, I've been through so much.
You know, you're a believer. So that's what I think, you know, if you're already a believer, you know, hey, we love love. Love is great. Love is fine. Love is great. And we still, maybe deep down in my heart, I believe it as well. But I'm not sure surface-wise. No one has come up to that plate as of yet. But anyway, But that was
right, well,
man, that last line is life. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, Oh, excuse me. How about we get to these callers? Because I see a couple hands up here.
Hey, I'm
and
ready.
I am anxious, you know. I'm fans of these poets, you know, and I want to hear what they got to say about the question. And then I can't wait to hear the poetry. I'm going to open up this first mic. We got us a King Atterbury. Welcome,
hey, how you
welcome,
ladies
welcome
doing tonight?
Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey,
how are you doing tonight, King?
I'm feeling the love.
That's what's up. Definitely. That is definitely what's up. Awesome. I have, once again, I have to congratulate you and, you know, and your co-host in King and Queen's Quarters. You know, y'all, that show, I don't know how you going to live up to it. Because I tell you, that's got to be one of the dopest first shows that I have heard since I've been with Epiphany. And I've heard quite a few of them. But that one right there, man, y'all set the bar high for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you, I stuck my nose in the air to smell, and I smell success. So, you know, it was awesome. It was really, really awesome. But let me ask you the question of the evening.
Okay.
King, do you think, what do you think? Is opportunity more important than connection? What do you think?
Oh, hell. No, connection. Connection is always better. Connection is high frequency. Opportunity is like someone coming to you as an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Looking for ways to connect you or anything. It's the unexpected. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I believe in God.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. No, I said
in
connection.
You faded out.
No. Yeah. Connections is there for me.
Okay, you still fading. I don't know. It might
hold
be
on
my end. I don't know, but okay.
He's on his end. He said, wait a sec. Probably going to a better place.
Is that better?
That's better. Yes,
much better, yes. Now, could you kindly repeat what you were saying so we can get the whole thing?
Yeah, what I was saying was connections is always better. Opportunities is like someone being an opportunist, you know, looking for ways to finesse you or run shenanigans. You know, I don't believe in the unexpected, you know, unexpectancy of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you say opportunities, oh, this is a great opportunity. What do you mean? I mean, like, the word don't even sound right. But when you form a connection with somebody, that's deeper than rap, you know. Because that's how I look at it.
All right. Okay. That's fair. I'll take that. Now that you've given us your opinion on it, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
All right. I have this piece entitled, This Is It.
The mic is yours.
Right. Connections run deeper than opportunities, that's unsolved mysteries. My belief in having history that ride into eternity, keeping thoughts on memories from a time and space locked in, without concern of what, where, or when because of the happenings. Doorways to one another, never closed on hearts exposed. This poem is a verbal rose handed to one I chose. Very highly I think of you as I rewind a clock to a past time, placing words from my mind inside this page of lines. Here, my dear, I exhale this through an air that is cool and clear. May you accept the beauty of this kindness as it appear. Right before your eyes, as your ears hear the sound of friendship, wake up our conversation and replenish ideas that never finish. Smile and hold on to the next moment of peace, power, and love, enjoying that special feeling within the energy of a comfortable hug. The ties are what lies inside the highs instead of goodbyes. Laughing and joking provide a high that reside in friendly skies. King.
Wow.
That was nice. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Could you give me that last line again?
You in the last line.
Laughing
and joking provide a hide that reside in friendly skies.
I like that. Provide a hide that reside in friendly skies.
Like very nice.
That was very nice. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Now, before I send you off to the Love Lounge to go put your feet up and grab a couple of drinks and stuff, can you tell everybody out there in the poetry world what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
In Epiphany Universe, every other Monday.
And
King.
And outside. You know, you got a couple of things going on.
Family business first, right? Every other Monday, we have King and King's Quarters with me and my side host, Queen Simmons. And we're going to be getting busy right here on Epiphany. So tune in at 9 o'clock and just watch us rock it out, you know. And on every Tuesday on the Poetry Corner, Let's Talk the Home Base, we have the Poetry Corner at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Come on through, you know what I'm saying, YouTube, Facebook, and check us spitting some poetry with other guests coming through.
That's what's up, definitely. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Make sure you tip my mixologist, Kalinda, okay? Because she works hard, and she is the mixologist, okay? But don't flirt, because I think she's taken by a particular poet. I ain't going to call no name. Poet.
Well, you know, the eyes don't lie.
Over there. I hear that.
You know, once the eye contact come and the smile come, I can't help but go on after that.
I hear that. I hear that. All right, girl. Thank you very much for coming through.
Thank you,
ladies, for having me.
One love, one mic.
Peace. One love, one mic.
Diva, that piece was nice. I like that. I really like that. That last line. Yeah, it's like you said, I think it's going to be a case of the last line.
It's
going to
be a thing.
All right, so.
Yeah, it's going to be a thing.
Now, we go from one host of King and Queen's Quarters to another host of King and Queen's Quarters, and this is the Queen. We got Venus Simmons. Hey, Diva. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing?
Welcome. Good evening, Divas. It's great to be here. How are you guys?
Good. Great to have you. Goodness.
Thank you, guys.
I got to tell you, too. I told him, so I got to tell you, too. You guys set the bar seriously high. This show was so dope. Y'all was vibing. You got a synergy between you that is just, it's awesome. It's really, really awesome. And I love the show. I loved it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate all you guys' support, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Epiphany, baby. It's all love. Here.
Yeah. I definitely feel welcomed.
That's what's up. All right. Well, my diva has a question to ask you.
Okay. Well, diva, is opportunity more important than connection?
I think it is not, absolutely not, because opportunity, your fortunes can change at any given time, and then you have to make life decisions based on, you know, something that existed in just one moment. Your connection is much deeper, because it's something that this lady told me a long time ago. She said, how you get them is how you keep them. So if you become in a relationship with a man because of something that he is offering you and you don't really know him, and that is the only aspect of your relationship, if, you know, God forbid, something should happen to him down the line, can you still love that man? And then if it wasn't, that's transactional. And that's like taking advantage of a person. I don't think that makes any sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's fair. Okay. I like that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that. Now, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I think I have a little something.
A little something. You don't do little. Okay. You don't
do little.
I've listened to you, Sped. I've listened to your poetry, and it ain't anything but little. But if that's what you want to call it, that's fine. It's good. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you. All right, this one is called In the Meantime. All right, hold on one second. You are a beautiful excuse, a reluctant encouragement of words, a turn from mood indigo to a violent violet. You cut across night's bare black chest like lightning, exciting. You gave me something to expect, to accept in return for taking a blind next step. Yes, you paved the way, laid in the fragrant scent of possible with its notes of woods and coulds. You know, when a sapio gets sexual, it's a different kind of good, and you're good. Mahogany hulk with words delicate as baby swallows, saccharine and heady as honeysuckle, heavy with promise like other low-hanging fruit. An excuse not to wait for forever, not to reach for better, promises and prose leaving me a meter wide open, fat with satisfaction. And though I know our interaction is a distraction from the conflict of my own existence, I want more. That's what I ask the universe for, more than just a date or a place to wait as I accept my fate. I want more than an excuse not to love myself, trust myself, explore the nuances of being objective without being the object of someone's affection. I want more. But the flip side of this is that a lifetime exists where I get to suckle on your neck, lay wet pecs on your chest, sip your bottom lip. A lifetime exists where you be nipping my earlobes, embracing my waist, kissing the thick of my hip, and I want more. I want more. I want to draw you closer in slow inches where we explore the unbearable lightness of just being, a marriage of sensations and senses, a tangle of promises and sweat-stained sheets. A lifetime exists where we take slow tokes and deep strokes, where we be grown folks with longing throats drinking deep from each other's need for more in slow, deep inches. A lifetime exists where you lick patterns into the shivers that run down my spine, punctuating it with bites on my behind. A lifetime exists where we mince bodies but not words, an imagined interaction. It's a beautiful distraction, the meantime for the passion that bruises me purple, a pool of blue to plunge into, a beautiful excuse to be loose of my clothes and my mind, a beautiful reason to get lost in the meantime. And that's that piece.
The piece.
Are you stuck?
Oh my God. Oh my God. What was that part you said? The unbearable what?
The unbearable lightness of just being.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And just the opening line. You are a beautiful excuse. Wow. Oh,
thank you.
I
got
appreciate
stuck.
You
got I didn't
that. Say
any more lines. I stuck on bites on the butt.
Okay. Yeah. I have to admit, it kind of made me pause for a second. Yeah.
I'm like, huh?
I love that piece, man. I am such a fan of yours, Edwina. I mean, I could listen to you, because your pieces are—they're not just, you know, beautiful words. Your statements in there are very profound in what you're saying, because I too desire a lot of the things that you state in your pieces. Mm-hmm. Oh man, they're beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful words. I love it. Yeah. The piece is awesome. Man.
Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you guys so much. Y'all encourage me so much to keep working. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, we do. And look, I'm going to tell you, like I tell everybody else, never put your pen down. Never.
Absolutely.
It's independent of you. Never put your pen down. It would be so unfair to the world if you do that.
Thank you. And the feeling is completely mutual. You ladies write such beautiful, and you guys show up all the time with beautiful, beautiful pieces. And I'm like, I wish one day I'll be able to produce like you guys. Thank you.
No.
Are you kidding me? Did you hear what she just said? Oh my God,
you guys will go on in a piece that I'm like, it's so beautiful. I'm like, oh, I just wrote this 10 minutes ago. I'm like, what? That's a gift. That's what you know. You honed your craft. You guys. I love that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, before to the Love Lounge to join you. Oh, go ahead, Diva. I'm sorry.
I was just wondering, has Edwina noticed that I'm the bad cop and Danielle's the good cop?
Give her a couple more. Yeah, give her a couple more shows, and she might see it.
Not yet, though.
Oh. You'll see.
I know. All right. Oh my God.
Oh man. Yeah, before I send you over there to the Love Lounge with your co-host, tell everybody what you have going on in the poetry universe. I'm gonna put it like that.
Okay. All right. So our second show is gonna be on March 14th at 9 PM in the Epiphany Radio Universe, and that's King and Queen Quarters. Not exactly sure what the topic is going to be, but we're going to keep it light and open. Poetry, hip-hop, and R&B. And also, as almost always, you can catch me on the Poetry Corner because I'm a part of the King's team. So every Tuesday night we have the Poetry Corner on the Let's Talk Network, and that's a video call-in. Like we always say, anyone is welcome to come through and spit peace. Like family over here, too. It's extended family.
Thank you. All right, well, go on over there to the Love Lounge. Your partner's over there having a drink, you know, and don't forget to tip my mixologist. She's pretty hardworking. All right. Thank you for coming through.
I will.
One love.
Thank you, guys. One love, one mic.
That was dope. Diva, I think I'm going to, I don't know, you usually handle this. So how about a quick station identification break real quick before we open up this next mic?
All right, let's see.
I just took my socks off.
Take a moment.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
Thank you for that, Diva. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the Love Zone, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. That one to participate. We love you, too. Now I'm going to go ahead and open up this next line. We got us a Canadian connection, Diva. We got Lady A coming through. Hey, Lady A. How you doing tonight, Diva?
You guys are so fun.
Oh, glad you enjoy it. How are you?
I'm good. I'm okay, yeah. How about you guys?
Hey.
Oh, that's great.
I'm awesome,
poetry.
Man. Thank you. Yes, the poetry is awesome, man. I'm a fan of everybody on here. Man, I love you guys. It's your poetry is just, it's so dope, and it's the uniqueness in the style that really gets me, because you come to expect the difference. Then you know it's going to be good, but you still know it's going to be different, you know? So it's awesome. And my smile hasn't left my face since the other night when that little angel entered my life. I'm trying to tell you. I think I got sunshine on top of me all the time, even at night.
Yeah.
Let me...
Go ahead.
All right, so I know you've been listening, but I got to ask you the question for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think opportunity is more important than connection?
No, I don't. I think opportunity, people are so willing to take advantage of other people if they have the opportunity to do so. And so that's what I think of when I think of opportunity. It's like, it's not a positive thought to me. Connection, I think if you meet somebody, whether the connection is through friends and you hit it off, or the connection is just an automatic connection when you see each other, I think that that's more important, for sure.
Okay. I'm getting a different outlook. Like my diva said earlier, it's a different aspect on the question now, because I think of it a different way. I don't think of opportunity in an opportunistic personality where you'll be taken advantage of. But I'm loving these answers. I really, really am. Man, that's what's up. Thank you for that. Now, Diva, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought us something.
I brought a piece I wrote a few days ago. Well, it's probably a week ago or so, 13 days ago. And we were given 12 prompt sentences, and to write a poem for each line, and then to be able to put it together to make it blend and make sense. So I attempted to do that, and that's the one I'm going to read.
Wow, this is okay.
Yeah, it was interesting to do, and then you there were two lines that you would open your poem with, and one line to close it. So it was a challenge, and it was a fun challenge. This is called Lobo de Noche, meaning the night wolf.
The mic is
I face the world the same as any man. Hopes and dreams reach out in all the lands. Night is a wolf's mouth. Fear rules the night. Sunsets, moon rises, eerie howls pierce the sky. Shadow at the crossroads, choices, decisions, two roads crossing. Shadow stands, scythe in hand, bony hands beckon, takes but 1 second. And what the hungry heart remembers or starve for affection, designer death redemption, teetering on the edge of destruction. Perhaps it's better not to know what is missing. Mortal bird, mortal beast, mortally wounded, mortally sings. Time in the future prepares for our past, standing at the precipice. Fall or resist. that silence into sound, silent screams, silent tears, and vomit from this lucid stillness. Screaming ceases, choked by past love's releases. Let go the beautiful flame, fading light flickers, arms reaching fail. He's gone. He isn't coming back. It's done. The sirens from the port signals souls lost at sea. Eerie is the night, weeping widows wail alone. Ghosts of sailors wade through waves, anxious for home. The everyday lives we all live, dreaming dreams of colossal size. Reality whispers, shouts, ordinary is your prize. Change the record, change your mind and rise. Not much can be said to the past, save learn from mistakes made. Push forward, push hard, birthing into tomorrow. In the darkest dark, reach for the night, reach for the light, reach for the future. Outside of human living, our spirits speak our names. A tiny portion of gray matter is used in human living. Tap into the spirit world. Allow your soul to speak. We live by lost things. In them we believe is happiness. It's just stuff. Stuff with no meaning. Memories branded. We won't fade. They won't fade. And they won't wear away. Beautiful, breakable promises. Sinister grin, evil eye glare, yellow light, green light, red light flashes. We believe, then dissolve into ashes. And I'll tell you still, in the lonely wind, I hear him singing. End poem.
Wow.
Love.
Oh, my
love.
God. Go ahead, Diva.
You know
first.
What? I think Lady A is going to have to start paying for some microphones. She done killed this one.
Okay. Yes,
this,
yes.
That piece.
Oh, my God.
I can't. You know what? You make me smile, and then I want to cry, and then I want to do a lot of things when I hear your pieces. And then sometimes you got me floating. I don't know which way to go. And
oh,
it's just
that's
so beautiful.
Nice. Thank you.
It is. It's so beautiful. And I'm like, what? Well, I'm like, wait. So it's your pieces are dope. I'm trying to tell you.
Thank you so very much.
You said beautiful, breakable promises. It's so much in those three words right there.
Yes.
Because you have, you know, there are words that are spoken to us by our lovers or our mates, and these words are almost perfect to us. They put us in a frame of mind where everything is going to be just right. It's going to be okay. Those words are broken. They're not kept. Those promises are unkept. Oh my God, it's like your heart is built up and then it's just snatched from you when those promises are broken. Oh my girl, you know what? It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Melancholy.
Wow. Appreciate it. I really,
girl,
really do.
I feel like I'm reading a romance novel when I hear you spit your pieces.
Yes.
Because you have the beginning of it, okay, where it's fresh and new. Then you have the part where they're learning each other and it's getting better and then it's getting hotter and then you have the crescendo and then bam, oh shit! It brings you right back. It's like it's an emotional roller coaster. I love a good girl. You got me going.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love it. If you wrote a book, I would love to read it. I would love to. I would purchase
me
it. And I would
too.
Definitely. Yes.
Wow.
I love it. Oh, my God. Absolutely. beautiful, beautiful piece, Lady A. Thank you so much for coming through, as always.
Thank you.
I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge and go on in there and order your drink. There are drinks around the house.
Great.
All right. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Next time she's paying for that mic.
Oh.
She killed it. I'm dead. You know, it's honest to God. It's like, and you're right, it's like a romance novel. You're like, you see boy meets girl, and then all of a sudden they look at each other, and then, man, it starts going good, and then all of a sudden the ball drops.
Yes, indeed. Girl. Yeah, I'm telling you, I feel like I'm reading a romance novel. I really do. Indeed, but how about a music break? I'll play a song real quick.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
All right. How about this?
Trust.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone. I am your host, Pearla Negra, and I am here with my sexy, sultry voice, Eva Mitriati. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. So y'all come on, dial on in. We got up until 11 o'clock. It is approximately 45 minutes away. And make sure you press that one so you can participate. Because I know you got some fire poetry you want us to hear. Or as I always say, something delicious for us to listen to. And Diva, I think I'm going to kick this, this next part off with another poem. Let me see.
Okay.
I called it. Thank you. This is called Tender Mercies and Gentle Expectations. Ever you wonder how it was possible that we met? Because I told the stars about you, and they put my shoulders under your tears. But let me tell you a story before I let you claim a side of the dead. I had to fade to black because I fell in love with someone who couldn't love me back, telling myself I can still fantasize until I get past this, without even knowing how I could get out of fantasizing, questioning how much can a heart take when levels of love energy fluctuate. I left because in the space where he was my yes, I was only his maybe. And my kind of love can't survive in uncertainty. So I wake green, evergreen to every grand rising, still in possession of being open to love. And even though something in me died when I took a loss, I remain grateful for being broken. Because as I pieced myself back together, I recognized what every part of me was. In each of those pieces I held. I know who I am. I stopped letting my gifts and talents rest like they were strangers to me, with a heart full of lessons, not regrets. I've reset, taking charge of my challenges within. Stopped crying over spilled milk and reject, and grew into someone I could respect. No longer searching for real love, I am real love. So I don't hide inside myself anymore. I allow myself to be seen in the brightest light. Because see, happiness is your birthright. Sometimes you have to die to feel alive again. And that's that peace.
Hmm. You know, the more I hear it, the more I just love it. I mean, it's a piece where, you know what line it is too, you know, because you were my yes and I was your maybe, and I can't live in that uncertainty. And see, that's that line. But also too, you have to, you know, they say you have to die before you, you know, before you're, well, I won't say born again, but. You have to like be broken in order to be put back together again. And then when you
Absolutely.
Do, when you are put back together again, you are so much better than you were. Huh. Yes.
Absolutely.
Adiva, as always,
right.
I love that piece.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's why I say, you know, I remain grateful for being broken. Because when you are broken, you start to see each individual part of yourself and what you mean to yourself, how important it is mm-hmm. to have you back whole again. As you piece yourself together, you start to see yourself mm-hmm. in a whole different light. So, yeah, I'm ever so grateful for being broken, because if I hadn't, I still would have been chasing after people and that love
mm-hmm.
and that company and feeling like I need somebody next to me or somebody to complete me. We are
mm-hmm.
already complete. We are already whole.
Mm-hmm.
All we need is to bring someone in to enhance it. That's all.
Yes.
To make what is already beautiful more beautiful, because we already are. But it takes, sometimes, you know, you got to die. You got to be broken to recognize that and appreciate yourself. When you start appreciating yourself after being broken like that, you start loving yourself. And that lets spirit know that you understand what it really is, what he intended for us to be, how he intended for us to live. Girl, don't get me started. But I want to hear, what else did you bring, Delicious, for us to listen to tonight?
All right. This piece, I really couldn't title it. And then I thought of the title, and I was like, how? So I'm gonna name that as my title for this piece.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. How could I tell you I needed you when you have a lot on your plate, too? See, the caring is there. We always ask about each other's welfare, but the distance is tough. After all the trauma we've experienced, not having us embrace, cry together was rough. Funny how I cried when we spoke. I didn't shed a tear before then. Now my mind, body, and soul need so bad to connect with you. My lips need to touch yours too. I guess it's not a question of how, but when. I need my heartbeat back in sync as you hold me close. It's as if I needed a pacemaker, I think, to feel nearer to you while we're apart. It's not that I'm insecure, because at first I felt no connection. I thought I could endure with the feelings of just Netflix and chill. Then I took a good look at you. You're just a man, a strong, sensitive one with a plan where the implementation takes time. Yet I waited to see the sign or words to come that didn't. I wanted to be the beacon of light where you stepped into the hidden of my realm of worry-free. My full lips, great kisses in a soft body. Arms when held took the outside world away. I want your love and wishing here, right here we could stay. I'm not naive. I know you have a lot on your plate. I do too. In the past, state to state, I kept flying, trying to stay sane, dealing with death and dying. But now my heart's at stake. You were upfront about your situation, and I deal with your truth daily, never knowing what's in your head unless it's dead. Yet all I can do is pray. So how can I tell you I need you? I don't know. Just believe I do. And that's that piece.
I love that piece. I do. It's been a while since I've heard it, but I'm like you. Every time I hear it, I love it even more. Oh, man. You know, you and it's not only Lady A, but your pieces as well. I feel like I'm reading a really, really good book. Like I sit back and I close my eyes and I'm there and I see this woman. Because you are true to your convictions and what you say to these people or whomever it is that you are speaking to in your piece. And I see the strength in behind your words. I can feel it and see it. And, girl, I love you.
Thank
you.
You
were awesome. It really, really was. Yes, yes. Well, we got a couple more hands up here, Diva. So we're going to go over here. We got one of my favorite New York joints. I got to say it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we got
Mojave.
Hey, hi.
What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, lady. Hey.
Welcome
to my two favorite Philly Johns. Well, Philly Grand Johns. I can say that.
Right?
The grandma.
Yes.
The Mima.
Yes.
Mima.
Yes. The Mima. How you doing tonight?
I'm chilling. I had to do some spoken word pieces. I forgot I'm doing a music for this here, for this thing called Tenderheaded, and I completely I forgot, I was like, yo, I've been booked, and I be forgetting stuff. I was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. It was like, everybody hit me, they was like, yeah, you're supposed to be in the Zoom meeting.
That's what happens when you got so much going on. That's why they call you Iron Man. You just got so much going on. You gotta have, you know, that thing, you know, where you can stand up to it, stand the test of time. Ain't nothing wrong with it though. It's all good.
True. This is Miss Goofy. But the
people have a question. Thank you. And my diva has a question for you.
Well, come on with the come on. Let's go. What you got?
Come on with the come on. All right, Mojave. Is opportunity more important than connection?
Okay. So I kind of sort of answered this before. And I said that a lot of times people get further ahead, you know, connection could be related to nepotism, but also connection is also the way by, like, for example, how you solidify yourself is by how you connect to people as well. So, for example, like, we don't have to say anything about what we call as popular culture or things that are ingrained to the popular mind of things because they've been marketed to us and we're used to it. So if I say something like, you know, the Golden Arches, you know, you're going to say, if I say the Golden Arches,
yeah,
you're going to say, all right,
yeah,
if I say have it your way, you're going to say,
okay.
Have it your way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's Burger King, right? You know?
Right.
So
I got you.
Connection is usually established through the concept, the motion of putting things together and connecting with people to do certain things. That's just one way to look at it. But it also makes you think it'll happen. But opportunity is someone who takes every moment to push themselves forward no matter what. And they take the opportunity to become better, to do things differently, to do things more for themselves. Or that if they take the opportunity to grow something, to you know, in every moment when opportunity presents themselves, they take advantage of it because it's about them moving forward and walking forward. So a wise person once said that opportunity is a chance to make a connection. And I think, you know, also connection is a way of building opportunity because how you do that, that's how you connect to your crowds or something like that. Your favorite poets, they have to connect in order for people to want to buy their merchandise. You know, when you listen to a certain person who, you know, your favorite music, you know, it can be an instant connection because the music touches you in such a way. It could be ingrained or it could be learned, but opportunity is one of the best things that can ever happen to you because it presents itself in such a way that you yourself allow yourself to pour yourself into it that will push you further. And so the opportunity allows you to make connection. So that's my answer.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I like that. I really like that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Harvey, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought us something.
Let me see what I got. I'm going to try this out because I don't know how this is going to work because this is a, you know, because now I know how to do this new setup, right? It's like, it's weird because, you know, so I'm so used to like, yo, I got to hold the phone. I got to do this. Got to do that at the same time. Now my hands are free, so it's like weird. So I don't know how sound sounds. So I don't know how sound sounds, but we're going to try it out. Just tell me. I'm going to do a little tester. Let me know if it works for you, if you can hear it. All right. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
Nope.
Okay. Let me see something. All right. So that means, all right, so, all right, that makes sense. That makes sense. All right, so now I know what I got to do. Let me see. I'm going to try a different way. Hold on. See if it works out. Can you hear it?
No.
Okay.
Marvin, you know what?
Yes.
No offense, but I'm going to tell you, I can listen to you all day, and I don't need no music. So you do what you do.
What?
And I'm okay. I love it without and with, so it doesn't matter.
I know, but, it would actually be helpful if I knew what I did with my other phone. That'd be great.
Oh, Lord.
I'm in the business of losing things. That's what I do. All right. Oh, I know what it is. All right. I know what to do. Okay. All right. So you can hear me, right?
We can hear you fine.
Okay. Good. Now let's try this way. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Not too loud, right?
No, that's fine. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. You remind me of what it feels like not to be broken. Heart, mind, and spirit, that freshness of kiss, the knowing look, the way you fill the room with your smile. I think beauty is overrated because it's something that anyone can be. But real beauty is felt beyond the skin. It is more than sight. It is a waltzing heartbeat of intricate steps, souls clasping hands, minds and feet spinning, and a dip at every time. Waist that won't wait, but parallel and living. It is a dance, our dance, the way words sweetly tickle eardrums when concocted with affection. It heals, mends, fixes. Only scars remain as evidence that were once hurt, gone now, with you standing here. I trust you with me, the softest parts of me. The parts of me that don't see sun, the hidden vulnerabilities that if I expose them, I would run. You are the breeze of green flags, conversation, selflessness, consideration. Being able to agree to disagree, the exciting, adventurous, the authentic, enthusiastic acceptance and appreciation. Celebrate and not tolerate. Constructive criticism, how you can evaluate me when I am unable to elevate myself. Can I ask you for help? Not a yes person. Intellectual conversation, your confidence, into the arts, handling truth, social awareness, good taste in music, passion for arts, with friends. Keep an open mind. You are an open mind. Will you be a student of me? Being able to be reciprocated to and for. Being able to learn. Being able to earn. Each other, in every moment, and every second. Being able to earn love, unconditional, peaceful, willingness, helpfulness, help meet, the chasm that's in between, the way we dream, and how we are, what we will become and can be, infinity and eternity, allowing love to be. Poem.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. Always makes me swoon.
I'm dead.
Always me. makes me strong.
I
could listen to him spit his pieces all day long.
All day,
I could listen to you read a book. Okay, I'm
ridiculous.
Talking about not little short story. I'm talking about a novel. I could sit and listen to you read that. It sounds so good. And your words, God, they're so sweet and they touch you. Oh, my God. And you, Lord, Lord. That's a beautiful piece, as always, Mojave. Good God Almighty.
Yes.
You know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what you're doing.
Yep.
Exactly
what
you're doing. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've been messed up today.
You said you've been messed up
today.
What?
Pretty much.
I love it. Well, Mojave, thank you for that beautiful piece. But before we let you go, please, would you tell us what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
You know what's really funny? I actually don't know. Well, I think it's philosophy.
Again?
I'm not sure. Because I just discovered today. I did a thing. I told two different groups of people on Tuesday for two different things. So I'm like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, come through Honey Tripper 2.0. Come on. And I was like, hey, come through Spotify. So everybody's like sending me their stuff, and I'm like, yo, what am I getting this for? Oh snap! Wait, oh no, this person. Oh no! Oh no!
It's still going to come through regardless. It doesn't, you know what, it doesn't even matter what the show is. They're going to come through regardless. You need to just call it Mojave. Mojave Spot. There you go. Mojave Spot.
No, listen. I just know whatever happens. What'd you say, VRV?
I said, I like that title.
I was just saying, all I know is we're gonna cut up and have a good time. I just think everything that's gonna happen because I think we have like three more dates, so we're gonna be able to do the Flashy, the Honey Dripper, and then we're gonna do Marvel versus DC because we gotta do Marvel versus DC plus Batman movie to come out. We gotta have all this stuff. Yeah, so, yeah. Nah, you know, we know we got to do Marvel versus DC at least twice a year. You know what I'm saying? So, and literally, like, it's going to be good because, you know, a lot of us are Marvel fans, Marvel heads, you know. And I can say for the first time when I saw Black Hawk Man and Atom Smasher, I geeked out. Like, I straight had a geek moment. I was like, hey! You know, and the funny thing is, Zan sent me the thing for All Star Squadron, right? And I was an All Star Squadron head. Like I collected every book before they mysteriously got shredded by somebody putting them in a thing, and the mice got in there. Ah, whatever. But a lot of Justice Society, you know. Like I'm a Marvel head first and foremost, but like All Star Squadron, JSA, like I'm from that, like, you know, old school, you know, Green Lantern. I've always been into that Dr. Midnight.
Right.
So that stuff always impressed me, like anything else. You know what's real funny? I'm just gonna say this, it's just some nerd stuff. Like when I was little, I said to myself, like, yo, I wonder what would happen if I could ever create, you know, action figures based off of these dudes. Now, the funny thing is, when I got grown, there was a whole bunch of people who were just taking Star Wars people and making these people. And they had been doing it, having, you know, Dremels and doing all this other stuff, you know, saving stuff, and this stuff has been happening. There's a whole thing devoted to it. There's a whole thing for Black superheroes, everything else. Matter of fact, when my oldest one was growing up, all I used to buy was Black superheroes, like Falcon, Power Man. I used to do all that stuff. So, you know, now I'm like, man, how is Goofy? What other than if I saved it? Anyway, Goofy stuff. Thank you for having me. Thanks for the space. Love you guys. The two Philly John Mimas. Mimas.
God, oh Lord, go on over there to the Love Lounge and get yourself a drink. Drinks are on the house. You know, Zelina's over there, King Atterbury's over there, Lady Aya's over there. Go on over there and sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one night.
Baby, baby.
One love, one night.
All right. One love, one night.
Yo, Diva. You know what? Mahavi has his style just makes you, as soon as you hear him, come on, you already know to sit back and like, no. Because you know you're going to. You know you're going to.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. Here comes trouble. It's all right, though. It's all right, though. He made us wait tonight, but he's well worth the wait. We're going to open up this next mic, too. Poetic.
Yeah.
Hey, Poetic.
Hey,
how
hey,
you doing?
Hey. VIP, the Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle. Grandma G.
Hey, Ben. I love it, I love it, I love you. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me. Dope, dope show so
glad
far, man. I couldn't wait to get home to get on this mic.
Man, the poetry, is it not the dopest? Oh, man, they coming through with it. Yes. Yes.
Amazing, amazing.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Now, since I know you've been listening, you pretty much know what's going on, but I got to ask you the question anyway. So,
absolutely.
Poetic. Is opportunity more important than connection?
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you why.
Mm.
Because without the opportunity, you may never make a connection with someone. Opportunity presents it so that you can be in a space with someone you may not even know you have a connection with, but the opportunity is there for you to see if you have a connection. You know, connection is great. Everyone is thinking about opportunity as in a negative thing. Like, you know, I got this opportunity. Yeah, let me just go ahead and jump at it. No. I got this opportunity. Let me go ahead and take my chance and just see if there's a connection just by me saying hello. Or let me take the opportunity to be where my friends are inviting me to be. Just by some off chance, I just might bump into someone who may be looking for the same thing that I'm looking for. But I would not have that chance. Opportunity presented to me for me to be there. Because
okay.
I can have a connection with myself, but for connection with someone else, some type of opportunity has to present itself for me to have that connection. Whether it be maybe I'm at the market or maybe someone introduces me to her, it's an opportunity that occurs prior to the connection. So, yeah, opportunity is definitely more important than connection. Connection is a result of the opportunity.
Okay.
I have to say I'm in agreement with you. Everybody else is against it, but I have to say I agree. I do agree, you know.
That's because everyone else is looking at it differently. Differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, oh, man. And I heard your answer, Ms. VIP. I heard your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he saw the fact that I had my own place and he wanted to be a authorized signer on my credit card. But he wouldn't have had none of those things had he not had the opportunity to meet you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep. I think, because most of the callers were looking at it as a person being an opportunist and not so much having an opportunity present itself to open that door for you to go and make a connection with someone. You can create a connection.
Absolutely.
You
know? Okay.
But you can't do that if you don't have the opportunity to do it. You know, it
absolutely.
Can happen.
No opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
opportunity will be sitting like most of us are sitting at home alone with nobody here because we haven't had an opportunity to be present, to be able to make a connection. And if we have had the opportunity, one of us messed it up, whether it be her or me. But one of us messed it up. But the opportunity was there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There you
gotcha.
Go. There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. All right. Okay.
I love it.
Thank you all for making us wait.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Yeah. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Now, Poetic, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought some. You never did.
Absolutely. Well, since I like a play on words, I titled this piece Connective Opportunity.
Okay. All right, then. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Let me tell you about connection. It cannot happen unless opportunity allows you and I to meet at an intersection. An intersection that is divinely created on purpose. And I suppose that this opportunity has challenged you and I to create some form of communication where I say hello and you say hi with determination. That just maybe, we could have this beautiful connection made by opportunity through conversation. We share pleasantries, exchange smiles, and deep soul-piercing stares with simplicities of seamless discussion of who we are in a short period of time. The awkwardness of our intersection is no crime. Matter of fact, it tells us it's okay to be nervous, but then opportunity gets jealous. Because we find some commonality while building this connection. Our conversation leads to intrigue and reflection that demonstrates for this short moment we have a connection with a commitment. And no amount of emojis can express the level of excitement I have for you and you only. So I'm grateful for this historic opportunity to be in the presence of yours and my connection exclusively. And that's that piece.
Damn.
I like that piece. Got me thinking.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I like it. Yes.
Talk about a play
on
words.
Yeah, that was a good play.
Definitely.
Very good play.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice switch up, too. Yes. All right.
Oh, you caught the switch up? Yeah, I knew you would come.
Very, very nice. Very nice. Man.
Thank you so
now,
much.
Now, before we... Oh, Lord, she is hitting that button. Don't be mad at me, okay? I didn't make
baby,
that.
Baby, I know I'm late. I am late,
okay.
But I am coming, baby. I am coming.
Soon as she started hitting, I was trying not to say nothing, but she really started going, like, getting radical with the button. All right, look, he's coming.
Wait, let me address something real quick. Hey, yo, King, I don't care what your eyes mean, mouth may say, but that right there. Mixologist, that's for me, shawty, okay? That's me, shawty. So you can go over there and bat your eyes, say googly eyes all you want, and say the little Jersey words, but shawty, that's me, all right? That's me.
Yo, when he said that eye connection, when he said that eye contact, I said,
ooh. Mm-hmm. That's the
only Now, Poetic, can you please tell us what you got going on in Epiphany? And could you give us the rundown for the week while you're at it?
Absolutely. It'll be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, please join me and J-Rob, the wise son, for the Get Down. I know Black History Month ended like, Monday. But I'm Black 365 days of the year, so we're going to continue a little Black history, you understand? And then Friday night won't be no show, but Saturday night is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan, the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic Monday Night, y'all, is Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria, and yours truly, Poetic Tuesday Night. I don't know what Mojave got going on, because he told us it was going to be fly speak. Now he's talking about Marvel. So check this out. Tune in Tuesday night for one of Mojave's shows, all right? Wednesday night, we'll be right back in here next week for another edition of The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. All right, go on over there. You already know what it is. One love, one mic. Lord, here he comes.
One love, yes, one mic. Yes, yes, I am coming, baby doll. Woo!
Oh, God. Let me do this real quick, Diva. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone, Tiffany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to participate. We love you, too. It is approximately...
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. It is 10 minutes to 11.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. And you have, actually, you have 9 minutes. It is 9 minutes. Now it is 8 minutes to 11. That is exactly how much time you have to call in before you won't be able to get in, because Blog Talk Lady don't have no chill. She will cut you out. Y'all, come on, call in. Put them hands up. Spit some poetry for us. And I'm going to open up this next microphone to Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey. Welcome.
I need to say hello.
You
was up with Tiffany. I finally took myself off mute. Hello, ladies, and happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Hi, how
happy
are you?
Wednesday. How are you?
I'm back. I'm better. I got a migraine on Monday. Didn't let go until this morning, and I lost all of yesterday. But I'm here.
I'm glad you are.
All right. Well. That means that God ain't finished with you, baby. There's still something for you to do here. So it's all good.
My mother, I think I'm hospital sick. She thinks that hospital sick means that I'm on the brink of death, because I don't go to the hospital if I can help it. And when I pulled through, all she could say was, look at God.
There you go. Yes, ma'am.
So I'm just here to celebrate the fact that I'm alive, and it's Wednesday, and the Love Zone. I'm gonna wait for the question.
Okay. Well, my diva has to ask you.
All right, Gina, is opportunity more important than connection?
I think, like Eminem thought when he did Lose Yourself, that opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Opportunities are very rare. So when one comes, you need to take advantage of it. You need to recognize that this is an opportunity and take advantage. But we can make connections every single day of life just by being, existing, breathing in and out and our heart beating. Somebody is being inspired by you. Somebody is being motivated. Somebody is being connected to you, even if you don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. So you have to stay connected to your people, to your vibe and your tribe, so that you're always in the company of people who mean you well. But opportunities do show up, and when they do, we should take advantage. And sometimes connections make opportunities a possibility. So they run in tandem. One cannot exist without the other.
Okay. I like that. I like that a lot.
It works for me.
Okay. I get it. Now, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you got something loaded. I'm ready to fire.
I'm going to title my freestyle this evening, Opportunities.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Opportunities, just like connections, are rare. They're like shooting stars. They're not always there. But when they present themselves, you should be aware. Pay attention. Don't just look with the two eyes that God gave you, but the third eye as well, and see that there are possibilities all around us. Some people call them opportunities. I call them blessings. I think that sometimes grace and mercy that we have given to us by God makes it a possibility for us to connect with people that we thought were odd, because them crazy people, offbeat, oddballs that we run into are usually artistic, and some of them are autistic, and even if they are, they still have gifts, and we would be gifted if we could just make those connections. So those opportunities make those connections a possibility, and the two run in tandem for me. So as far as I can see, you can't possibly do wrong. We're poets, griots. We're the people who speak into a next generation, and we're bringing the voices of our ancestors to life. We're doing what we must through adversity and strife. We rise above and come to the top, and we're just like the cream. We are not just living in the shadow of, no, we actually are Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream. We're doing what we can and what we must, because we believed that we could when Obama was running for president and he became a possibility twice due to all of us. We are the chosen and the anointed. We are the kings and queens of a nation who came to this place that we ended up in simply so that we could elevate an entire generation. We're doing what we must because we have these opportunities and they are our due. We're doing what we each must when we're living in our purpose and we're using our voice so that we can inspire and uplift each one of you. The reason that we do what we do is because these opportunities were presented to us. These are our chosen gifts, and we're using them accordingly. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Well, very nice.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
Absolutely.
And it's true.
Wonderful piece, Gina. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies. I'm such in agreement. I got to get over to that lounge before Poetic gets all the bubbly and takes over the dance floor.
Trust me, honey, bubbly ain't what he's going over there for.
I seen he was on a mission. I wasn't trying to speak to that. He was doing something else, right? He was seeking an opportunity to make a connection.
Yeah, there you go. He already got that connection.
I'm already knowing. Oh, I love
a long time ago. Okay.
Look, this is the love zone. I'm going to go to the lounge. I love y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow. Uh-oh. Are you ready for this next caller, Diva?
I am so ready.
We getting ready. We getting ready to catch it. Get ready. Here you come. Here you come. Everybody, welcome to your microphone, Mr. Metaphoria.
So listen, when you put pepper on pork chops, it tastes different than chicken.
What?
I know they ain't got a motherfucking thing to do with the show. When I heard my brother Hyde talking about comic books and shit that didn't have a goddamn thing to do with the show, I figured I'd do the same. I'm just saying.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, my goodness.
How you ladies doing? Don't y'all rush me off this damn mic tonight either, because I've been I called in ladies here, but she waited for 2 hours to get on this damn show for love zone. And I've been hearing shit ain't got shit to do with love. But I'm here, goddammit.
All right.
You know, I know Adrian ready to go to sleep. I ain't going to call him Miss VIP tonight. That's Adrian. Adrian ready to go to bed.
Oh, the bag. Oh, darn.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
But while I'm on here, let me give a shout out. Hello, Miss Bob. Let me give Miss Bob a shout out.
Damn.
Dave. Oh my! You can't be coming on here with that voice like that, damn it, Dave.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, give him.
But y'all got a question. I ain't gonna take up as much time as the people I have listened to that took up 20 goddamn minutes between Brother Hobb and Deacon Meadows. I ain't taking that much damn time. So give me a question. I'm gonna answer the question. And I'm gonna spit. And I'm gonna get out the way.
Actually, the last call.
Oh my God.
So you take time.
That's even better.
Ain't nobody going to rush you. But, yeah, I got to ask you the question anyway. Do you think that opportunity is more important than connection?
Opportunity is much more important than connection, because sometimes you had an opportunity to get that meet. You know, when you got to make a connection, it take a little longer and shit. You got a good drunk opportunity, you know, you can go ahead and get it. Hell yeah. Opportunity much better than connection.
Okay.
You know, opportunity knocks what you do. You open the door and walk in. Same thing. Pull the drawback, slide in. When you got that connection and shit, that's when you're on some deeper level and you know, talk about stars and quasars and hugging trees and shit. You know, chakras. I don't even know what the fuck a chakra is. But that's that connection shit.
I'll tell you about it later, but did you say quasar?
Yeah, because you're going to pull your solitary cards out and shit, and I tell you, I don't fuck with that shit.
It ain't got nothing to do with them cards. I ain't pulling out nothing, but I am going to explain it to you, and you know I am, and you're going to take it. You're going to listen.
I ain't going
to
listen.
Okay, you can't run. Yes,
I'm
going to
start
are.
Singing,
yes,
and I can't sing either.
I can
tie a yellow ribbon around your
you.
Old tree.
You know I got numbers to reach you at, right? I can call you.
It's all right.
Different numbers.
My cousin over here too. He said, "Hello, Philadelphia titties." You know that's what he called you. So he told me, "Hello, Philadelphia titties."
So I've relocated. Okay, but hello.
You Philadelphia don't. See,
right.
The Perla Negra, aka the Perla Negro, is Philadelphia titties. You Philadelphia don't. You just relocated to Florida. You got a bright future behind you, Miss VIP. Just let me be the first to tell you, as nobody told you before.
Tell him I said, "What's up?"
He hear you. You don't speak. But I do got a piece. I'm just kidding. You don't have to wait. It's getting late and shit. You know, somebody fuck around and been and raised their hand and everything. But, so whenever y'all ready.
All right.
It's an oldie, but it's all right.
Okay.
It's called A Five Within Her Eyes. I remember when we first met. Her eyes intertwined with mine and my mind, and it was as if heavenly hearts played a tune in which only my ears could hear. That we were still so far away, even though we were near. Time passed by. So many times my mind said speak, but my lips felt weak, and I couldn't understand why, but on this day I found the courage to simply say, "Hello." So much more my soul wanted to bellow. I wanted to tell her how the sparkle in her eyes held my attention. I wanted to mention how a walk hypnotized me, and I wanted to walk behind her through every step. How her smile erased the memories of every time our heart wept, but quiet these thoughts were kept, and all I could utter was a simple, "Hello." She stood there, just a little over 5 foot tall, but her presence made me feel so small as I trembled in fear what she would say in return. My heart was racing. My feet continue pacing, but only in my mind, because in reality they never moved, and I'm glad they didn't, because if they did, I would have never heard her say, "About time you spoke to me." From that day forward, it was her and I. Roses caught in mid-bloom can never explain the beauty of emotions in which we were consumed. We viewed life through eyes no longer hidden by the skies, and when we were together, the sands of time stood still, because the bond was so deeply rooted it seemed unreal. If only the world could feel what I felt, warm and sensations that can make the largest of icebergs melt. And it all came from her fire of angelic beauty that burned inside. You could see the flames dancing within her eyes. Nevertheless, it was as if we spent day after day in competition of who loved who best, hanging on to each and every syllable spoken as life began within our breath and together we breathed. I remember when we conceived. We birthed through soul ties, the promise to never tell our souls lies, because love was built upon something different. We longed for something different. So we traveled one another's erogenous zones. We found ourselves trapped inside of a love zone. Without worry, we dove into the abyss that most people seem to miss by placing opinions above emotions. Love was an ocean, and together we decided to die and be born again within the water deep. Now I lay me down to sleep. Awakened from a dream that seemed so real, searching for the one that could truly make me feel all I felt inside, the state of fantasy that just seemed to me with what my heart has been needing. Eyes now bleeding. With each drop pleading for this beautiful scene of a dream to replace this nightmare of reality. In actuality, this dream can become true and prove all doubts to be lies. It's all about finding she who holds the fire of love within her eyes. In peace.
Damn, Dave, you know, you are a phenomenal poet. Absolutely phenomenal. Your voice, your rhythm, your cadence, everything is just it's wonderful. It's awesome. I love it, man. And the words. But I have to admit, I still feel like I'm reading a Edgar Allan Poe novel, because your voice, it exudes so much strength in it, and it's a period, like a statement after everything that you say. I love that piece. That was so dope, Eva.
I'm going to call this one worthy, because I was left at the last line, and I'm like, ooh, it stopped. And that's how I feel about that. It's like, can I have some more, please? Please. So, yes.
Right?
Right. I love it.
Let me say thank you. And if that being the case, you know, if it's like a period, and the voice and all this, just when we meet and I speak in this voice, just if it moves you like that and you want some more, just take your drawers off as long as you're not on your period. And you can get some more. Just ask for some more. I will give you more. I will give you the best that I got, you know. Just saying.
Exclamation point after instead
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah, that would be an exclamation point. That's when I finish. Yeah, as soon as I finish, it's going to be an exclamation point. Because I'm going to say, whew, and then, you know, that's the exclamation point.
I can't stand you, baby.
I can't.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, you terrible.
Just let y'all know, I'm going to remind y'all of this shit when I meet y'all. I'm be like, hey, remember that shit you were talking about?
Okay. Yeah. I said I almost
you didn't even
got
to take them off.
Yeah,
just pull them to the side. Sometimes you got to just put shit to the side.
Lord.
You
that's
want shit
land,
to become
so
different and shit to grow, pull them to the, if you want it to grow, pull them to the side, you know. Just,
oh,
my.
I'm just saying.
My nerves. No, oh, you are crazy as hell, Dave. But I love you, man. So the same. You ain't got no damn.
Y'all know I love you. I appreciate y'all coming through here. Hob, if you're still listening, don't you? What the hell do Marvel got to do with the damn Love Zone? You talking about comic books and shit? You're only going to be fucking women that wear big-ass googly eyeglasses and shit. You know, talking about some damn comic books on the Love Zone. Hell. You're going to fuck cockeyed white women if you keep talking about comic books, Hob, on the Love Zone. I just want to let you know that.
Wait, did you
say
cockeyed white women?
Cockeyed white women. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
Yeah, they look like raw chicken once they take all their clothes off. They just have one cockeyed. So fuck a whole roasted chicken with a cockeye if you keep on with the Marvel comic books and shit like that. We don't talk about that shit.
Oh, my goodness.
And if y'all were wondering how I'm feeling, I just want to let y'all know I'm okay.
Oh my goodness.
Just saying.
Oh.
But hey, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. I'm enjoying the rest of the band. Just had to come through here, you know, show y'all some love and
right.
shit.
Well,
just be good. If you can't be good, be good at it. Talk to y'all Monday. Do what you like. You know, where we go meet the meat.
Okay.
Just bring your meat and we will be just be through there Monday.
Yeah.
So, y'all take it easy. I'm out of here.
One love, one mic. Lord have mercy, that man ain't got no damn thing.
Oh my God.
Lord have mercy. Well, Diva, this has been one heck of a show. Oh my goodness. I really, really enjoyed it. I appreciate you coming and doing the thing with me every time, man. This is awesome. Awesome. Do you have any closing words? Thank you.
You know, I think what I want to end with tonight is both things are important, opportunities and connection. That's how I see this, because with you coming in, your opinion and everybody else's that sided with you, y'all made me see a very different perspective, and I appreciate that. And then on the flip side, you know, one or two people agreed with me, but that's okay. But to me, you have to have both. And hey, if the opportunity ever happens to come, then I will get a connection and I'll appreciate it. So with that said, God bless you guys. Thank you so much for those who are listening online and participating tonight. Love you guys. Thanks. Diva?
Thank you. Yes, everybody, I want to send a big thank you to everyone that called in, the poets and your phenomenal pieces, your unique styles, and thank you for the commentary. Oh, man, people that streamed online and just listened, and man, even the ones that called in and didn't raise their hand, but they still listen, that's still a show of support and love for us. And we appreciate you and we love you. I want y'all to continue to keep that good relationship going with yourself. Okay, I know they done lifted this mask mandate now, and they say you don't have to wear them anymore, but you still got to be careful. Especially within close quarters with people because the germs are still there. The virus is still out there, okay? Mm-hmm. So you still got to be vigilant and you know, be careful. But, you know, it's common to be thoughtful and mindful, all right? And with that, everybody, I'm going to say peace.
At first I wanted just a homie,
but I'm vibing with you.
There ain't no difference, get to know me.
And then now I am true.
and you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you
took a flight to be lonely.
I disguised that with blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty. Break ups to make up all day. You heard what I said. My heart ain't the safest game. Still feeling some pain. Heart on my sleeves and sometimes I can't breathe when I think of my past. I can't do that again. Won't go through that again. My heart ain't the safest. I fall and feel naked. But shawty, what you? I feel it's a vibe. Oh Lord. Probably why when you leave me, you creep up in my mind. Now I'm online, looking through your posts on some creep shit. Run your line and tell you when me eat it on some feast shit. Knowing I don't do it, so she think a nigga capping. But me, what I say, so she know I ain't just rapping. Had to fall back and understand what I'm after. My ex was my associates, but you were like my master. So why am I comparing? And I think cause it's scary. I met you, I fallen. You make me feel crawling. It's not out the question. If I fuck up and I know we just started, but flawless, it's not on my record. And I am not undefeated. Sometimes, yeah, I have cheated. And girl, it was premeditated. The tone for the song was inspired by nights in Vegas. At first I wanna get to know me,
but I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
And then out I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you
took a flight to be lonely.
Disguised that with blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty.
You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty.
And it's only been a few months in this situation. Sure, they got me thinking patient.
Don't fumble a heart like I'm a quarterback. Roger that, my heart been in the blender. To this day, still picking splinters out the parts I was left behind. I had to piece it back together, but it's crossing it, going cold or frozen. I live the life of a chosen soldier. I need a Bonnie who gon' hold the toaster. Right beside me, a deep trench so the cold is water. Or hold me close when a soldier broken. So shorty, can you do that? I teach you how to shoot what you shoot back. If niggas got the drop and they threw that, or put me back together when the world beat me blue black. Baby, is anything I'm saying sounding crazy? Is anything I'm saying sounding crazy?
At first I wanted just a home. There ain't no difference, get to know me. And you ain't meet another phony. Took a flight to be lonely.